BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here, and here is today's podcast. I'm on a very busy train on the way back from Exeter to London, which is why I'm speaking in this extremely low voice. Today we conduct an experiment with the people of Exeter. Evan Davis plays Innuendo Bingo, and it's Greg James on Real or No Real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills here, day two of our show from Radio 1's Academy. In front of me, I can see a lot of chairs. On those chairs, there are goggles and also some plastic sheeting, really, which you can put over yourself to avoid spillage on Innuendo Bingo. Yeah. We're having a mass game of Innuendo Bingo today, led by the one, the only, Mr. Evan Davis, presenter of Newsnight and Dragon's Den.
It's incredible, this, as well, because it must have been someone's job to go out and get goggles and ponchos. We need goggles and ponchos.
We just need goggles and ponchos.
But what a setup. I've got to say, we've done this before at the Radio 1 Academy,
yeah,
where we've done like a mass Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because when one person spits, it sort of sets off everyone else. And
yeah,
you have this situation where it's just complete chaos.
It's really good. A lot of people signed up for it yesterday. So we've got Innuendo Bingo, Evan Davis, and then loads of people who are visiting us at the Academy today will also be spitting at the same time. It's a water park.
Is Evan Davis aware that it's like a group session?
I don't know. Because I don't know how much he knows.
Because he's going to get it from all angles.
Yeah, like, he is.
The way it's laid out here is it's just going to be one big, messy Innuendo Bingo.
I can't wait. It's happening in half an hour. I'll tell you what, Chris, I'm really enjoying spending a bit more time with you when we've been on the road.
Yeah, how do you mean?
Well, I enjoyed having breakfast with you earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm so impressed with your tour diet. You read so much about how pop stars, you know, they keep themselves healthy, they go to the gym, and that's basically to avoid illness. That's why they have all those kind of green juices and really healthy foods. So impressed with yours, mate.
Sure.
And we're only doing this for 2 days. Imagine if you were like a massive rock star or pop star. You'd be off the road for months, you know?
But you got to keep your energy up, haven't you? So two breakfasts today did make sense.
Absolutely. Full English without me earlier in the hotel, and then straight into a neat segue into pancakes.
Well, shall I tell you why? Because that would have been FOMO for me. If you'd just treated yourself to a full English without me, there would have been problems with that for me.
So impressed on the second breakfast of pancakes, though. So healthy.
But that's how we roll.
Yeah. And while we were having breakfast, we just casually saw Laura Mvula walking past with a security guard.
What a highlight. And isn't that the most amazing thing about Radio 1 being here?
Yeah.
You have these weird moments. You happen to look out of the window in the little cafe that you're in, and sure enough, Laura Mvula walks past,
yeah,
flanked by a security guard.
You walk past the shop, there's Lauren Pope in the nail bar. Do you know what I mean? It's all happening in Exeter.
It's incredible.
It's like a feast of stars.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. Oh, it's all gone really quiet now. I'm very excited, and also can't quite believe that sat in front of me right now, live in Exeter, is Evan Davis, presenter of BBC Two's Newsnight. Hi, Evan.
Very good afternoon. How nice it is to be here.
I know.
I can't believe you agreed to do this.
No, nor can I.
No. It's one of them things where it's like months away and you're like, oh yeah, I'll say yes, Radio 1. Yeah, of course I will.
Yeah,
and then the day actually arrives. And here we are. So you're kind of zooming in and out of Exeter today. I know that you're doing some sessions here at the Academy, aren't you?
Indeed so. I've done one already. I've got another this afternoon. And they're good. And the audience is good and they're engaged and they're really interested. No, it's great.
What are your sessions about?
Well, one was on journalism and storytelling in the digital age. A lot of young people want to go into journalism. It's a pretty disrupted world at the moment. And so lots of career tips coming from a panel of us earlier. And then this afternoon, entrepreneurship. We're doing a Dragon's Den session. We've got a couple of the dragons coming here to tell you how to set up your own business. And I tell you, it's the most exciting thing, because I'm involved in Dragon's Den, the most exciting thing about it is that when I was at school and went on to college, uni, nobody thought I could be an entrepreneur or I could set up a business or I could do any of that. And, you know, you come to anything like this now,
yeah,
and there's a crowd of people whose dream is to sort of do it themselves, get a business going. So no, it's great.
This is why you're such a good guest here, because you cover so many bases. So going back to the journalism thing, were there lots of good questions that you were asked?
Yeah, we had a lot of questions, and there was a panel of us. You see, I'm the old media guy. I do Newsnight. That's on the linear, boring sort of TV media where you've got a fixed time slot, you've got a fixed 45 minutes, and then we had colleagues from BuzzFeed and Vice, and you know, they're in a way a little bit different. They're shaking things up.
Yeah. I've got a question for you. When you do live inserts into the news, do you always have this fear that someone's going to run up behind? Because when it's live, anyone can be in the background.
you mean the trail that goes into the 10 o'clock news?
I'd just be so scared that someone's going to run up behind, I don't know, lift their top up or something, or drop trowel.
Well, not at BBC News.
It's a secure environment, Chris. It's not, it's no, you know, we have security at the door.
You work in the same building.
I mean, yeah,
you've seen the security.
It did used to happen. Do you remember, do you remember the lesbians on the 6 o'clock news when they attacked that Nick Witchell was presenting the 6 o'clock news? And they literally attacked it. So you'll find it out there, and it was quite a moment. But after that, they put security on studios.
They did. However, now you've mentioned that, Evan, I have actually looked at that several times. Just all you've got to do is lesbians on news,
right.
And it's quite a treat. That actually happened.
Well, Nick Witchell has been dining out on that, you know, about how he actually had to sit on one of them and just carry on as though the show must go on.
One of the newsreaders did sit on one of the lesbians to avoid them being on camera.
Fine. I've got another question for you, if you don't mind, Scott. On the Dragon's Den kind of tip, are you never tempted, because you speak to the people before they go on Dragon's Den before, sometimes, especially as you've done it for so long now, you must know that their idea is rubbish. Do you never have the urge to tell them that beforehand?
Right, so I'm not there the whole time as I used to be, but I've never ever had that urge, actually. Because, and here's the reason, I might just be wrong, you know. And it's a really thin line between genius and insanity.
Yeah.
And I remember there are some really rubbish ones that come on, but there are some that initially sound stupid, and then you realise they're clever. We had one, in one of the early series, we had a guy who was planning it was a kind of juicer that attached to the internet, and I remember laughing and thinking that's never going to take off. And now everything is attached to the internet, and all the modern kitchen appliances, the big thing is the internet of stuff, you know, the internet of things. And so he was just 10 years ahead of his time, you know.
But at the time you were like, that's never going to happen.
Ridiculous.
Now this is the most highbrow in Unibingo has ever been today.
You're changing your voice. I can even hear you.
I did warn you earlier that I would do this, and I am. Economist, journalist, presenter for the BBC, Evan Davis is about to play Unibingo with a load of other people who are also here at Radio 1 Academy. They are already in their yellow ponchos and their goggles. I don't know why they need the goggles, but it's just water. You won't be able to watch this live, but you will be able to see it on iPlayer hilariously later. Okay, we'll get you and Evan in position, and we'll do it after Natalie LaRose.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It is now time for a live Exeter Academy innuendo bingo with Evan Davis.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so in front of me here at Radio 1's Academy in Exeter, there are many people from the local area all wearing yellow ponchos, with water in hand and goggles on. You can't watch this live now, you'll be able to watch it on iPlayer later and YouTube. In the middle of all these players is Chris and Evan Davis, host of BBC Two's Newsnight.
So good.
How did this ever happen?
I don't understand.
Okay, so guys, are you ready?
Ready.
Ready over there?
Yeah, we're ready.
We're ready.
Okay.
Ready as we're ever going to be.
Yep.
Just trying to see if we can hear you at the moment, because at the moment
hello.
It's really...
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
No, I can't hear you at all.
Hello.
Oh, maybe the microphones have got wet.
Hello.
The anticipation is big.
Hello.
See, they're right over the other side of the room, so at the moment, I can't hear them.
Hello.
You won't be able to see this later. On the Radio 1 website.
They'll edit this bit out.
Hey, we're on.
There we go.
Excellent. Okay.
Wait, Scott, do you know what Evan just said to me? He was like, should I wear the goggles? It's probably one of the highlights of my life.
should I wear the goggles? Okay, so are we ready to play Innuendo Bingo?
Mm-hmm.
As ready as we'll ever be.
Okay. All right, so the game is this. Everybody puts the water in their mouths, including you, Evan, including you, Chris, and everybody who is now assembled here for our mass game of innuendo bingo. So,
do we
go
do
for
it now?
It. Water in your mouths, please. Okay. Fill your cheeks as much as you can, as much water as possible. And we start with one of my personal favourites from Tuesday, as Bradley Walsh gives the contestants On the Chase another extraordinary multiple choice question.
What term was used to describe a verbal assault from Margaret Thatcher? A, carpet bagging, B, hand bagging, or C, tea bagging?
I don't know who writes those questions for Bradley, but they are having a laugh.
Mischievous.
No, very mischievous.
Mischievous questions.
Okay, next we're going to Liverpool versus Villarreal on Five Live. Now, I'm not a massively huge fan of football. Evan, are you a fan of football? No? Okay. See if you think you can get a bit more into it when you've heard what happened during Daniel Sturridge's free kick.
Sturridge? No, I thought Moves Sturridge away. Was just going to pinch it off. And Moisio has a master plan. Look, there's a whisper, look. If you just do this and dummy over, then I'll come round the side, pull your shorts down and whack it in.
Oh, wow, this is great. I do enjoy it when there's a lot of people playing.
That's a good one.
Okay, cool. So, next we're going to Evan Davis on BBC Radio 4, one of our nation's finest broadcasters. A true professional. But sometimes, and it does happen to us all, your mind just wanders a bit.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
Is that a first? Is that a first where you played an innuendo by someone who's playing innuendo bingo?
No, it's happened quite a lot.
No.
We had the Hairy Bikers on the other day, and they're always on it.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be a first for a moment.
That was a great clip. Do you remember that day, Evan?
I do remember that day. It was a slip. I had nothing else on my mind.
I know.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
Okay, more water, please, guys.
More water. My glasses are fogging up.
Yeah, that happens. Next, it's Monty Don on Gardener's World. Everyone fill your water, please. Now, whatever Monty gets up to in his spare time, I would rather he kept it in the privacy of his own garden.
We've got two types of box here. We've got one with a circular hole, which is perfect for tits.
That was a good one, right?
That's good. Yeah.
Okay. More water, please, everybody.
Oh, really?
It's quite refreshing,
here.
Isn't it?
Knocking it back.
Really quite refreshing.
A circular hole, which is perfect for tits.
Sorry. You know the world's most beautiful egg? It's a show on BBC 4 where, as well as telling us about some fascinating eggs from around the world, they also let us into a practice that was once common amongst the Danish royal family. Listen to this.
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection,
yes,
which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning. This was the start of something huge.
One of my faves, that one. Okay, next.
It's chaos.
It is absolute chaos.
Emptying my goggles.
Evan's just emptying his goggles there. Next, we're going to Gogglebox on Channel 4. Great show. Water, please. Reload. Listen carefully to the clip. Kate and Graham are discussing their pet dog, who got a lovely surprise when sniffing around an old people's home.
Well, the place he likes going best is to nursing home. Likes going up to old people's home, don't he, best? Likes sniffing. Last time I took him, he had a couple of pink wafers off this one old lady, and then he put his nose right up her skirt, and she gave him a custard cream.
I mean, it's a good trick if you can do it.
It's gone through.
Has it gone through? Okay, next it's Dragon's Den on BBC Two.
Dragon's Den.
Great show. Refill, please. Now, Deborah Meaden might have 100 grand next to her on the table, but I don't think she was expecting to pay for this.
There are not many people who have been in the Den who have put an instrument in Deborah's mouth and then played the Pink Panther.
That's a great one. Really good.
Who've put an instrument in Deborah's mouth and then played the Pink Panther.
And finally... I've missed the end bit. Finally, we're going to Life of Mammals on BBC One.
Here we go, Ivan.
Last one. Here we go. David Attenborough is 90 years old. But I think regardless of your age, this is something we can all relate to. What, Chris? I think we can all relate to this.
It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter of its place in the team. Invaluable in the struggle to come.
Oh, wow. That was a great game today of Innuendo Bingo.
Well done, Evan.
Thank you very much, Evan Davis, our most highbrow edition yet of Innuendo Bingo. Absolutely fantastic scenes here in Exeter.
It's a day program.
Incredible. Thank you very much, Evan. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, we're going to try and experiment in a bit here in Exeter at the Radio 1 Academy. Also, Greg James is playing Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. How good was Evan Davis?
Oh, he's what a legend that man is.
Absolute ledge. And the cleanup operation is now well underway here in the Academy in Exeter. All the ponchos being put away for another week. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. I've got such exciting news for you, Scott.
Go on.
Your chocolate head has arrived.
No way.
Yeah. So basically, yesterday you got your face scanned. In fact, your whole head scanned, and it was going to be turned into chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is just incredible, isn't it?
I mean, if you had told me when I was getting into radio all those years ago that my head would be made into a massive bit of chocolate,
yeah,
I would not have believed you.
Well, listen, it's good news. It's arrived. I will unveil it to you soon.
You've got the head.
I haven't physically got it. I'm about to be handed the head. I've heard it's ready.
Oh, this is so exciting.
And the great thing is, because so many people are here at the Academy, we have promised everyone that they can have a taste.
Yeah. And just break a bit off. Go for it, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be an awesome moment when we hand that around.
Okay, good. So, yeah, they scanned my head for about 5 minutes yesterday, and apparently they can now make you into a chocolate
figure. It's a chocolate
figure.
Head. I mean, what's not to be
figure.
Excited about?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's coming up. The Scott Mills Daily. Catherine on Twitter says, I cannot wait to see Scott Mills' chocolate head. Incredible excitement building in my house. Also, we've got Camilla on saying, how many people will be eating your head today? As many people as want to, really. Mm. You can just have a little lick of the chocolate if you want. I never thought this would happen to me. Who would think I would see a day where my head would be scanned and made into milk chocolate? Like a massive milk chocolate head.
Huge moment. So do you want to explain why this has happened and how they went about it?
Chris, I don't really know why it's happened. I just turned up to the Academy and someone went, do you want your head to be made of chocolate? And I went, all right. And then they scanned me with like one of those scanners that you have in the supermarket, you know, with a blip, blip. And that went around my face and head for about 5 minutes. And then apparently that's all they need. And then they can make my head out of chocolate.
It is true that when you walk around the Academy, you do find people just offer you things to do.
Yeah.
And they can be as strange as they. This is probably one of the strangest.
It's very creative, though, and that's what the Academy is all about.
So, I've got the head here. I've got the chocolate head, basically.
No way.
And I'm really
in
pleased to unveil it to you. Now, I mean, first thoughts would be, I did think it was going to be like a full-size head. So,
yeah.
I think you can see from the size of the box.
That's a very small box.
That's not quite happened. But I will say this. It looks exactly like you.
Okay.
If anything, it's flattering.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the head out now. My worry is we're not going to be able to pass this around because it is this small. We're talking there. What's that, Scott? An inch? Smaller than I thought. But let me just unveil the face to you. Are you ready? Scott, meet Chocolate Scott.
I mean, that's incredible.
It looks exactly like you. I think
life-like.
We'd all agree, wouldn't we?
So...
There were a couple of attempts here. This one here has lost half its head.
Right, no, that's just a lump of chocolate, Chris.
And this third one here, I was trying to work out who it looks like more. Oh. I think they may have got that mixed up with
who? Greg James?
I don't know, Ollie from Years and Years, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, okay, so...
Okay, good.
I thought it would be life size. I've got to be honest. I thought it would be actual size of my head, and that's why they scanned it, but...
Now, is this edible?
I'm going to tuck it right in.
Right, I want to keep one of them so I can take a picture of it. Don't...
It's one of the smallest things I've ever seen.
It's tiny. What does your head taste like? Good?
Actually delicious.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, thank
really
you.
Anyway, I'm going to put a picture of the mini chocolate head up on Twitter so you can see. And I think we can all be agreed it looks exactly like you, Scott.
It really does. Look for yourself. Are you going to put it on the Twitter?
It's almost scary.
Yeah. Delicious. There's chocolate inside the chocolate. It's really good. Just thought it'd be a bit bigger. That's all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, yeah, the chocolate head's going down well on social media.
I've put a picture up of it on Twitter, and it is tiny.
Yeah, I know. Lauren says, I honestly thought it was going to be one massive chocolate head, you and me both. But I'm very pleased with it. It's very lifelike.
But you know what? Loads of people do want to try it, to be fair.
Yeah, it kind of looks like they've kind of carved it out of a cream egg. It's much, much more difficult than that, actually. It's a very intense process and took hours. Have a look on Twitter. It's on Radio 1 Twitter at the moment.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So all this week, Radio 1's Academy is in Exeter. It's 5 days of free workshops and Q&As. Obviously, you might be at that stage where you're like, I don't know what to do when I leave school or college. Finding out and thinking about what you want to do as a career is quite daunting, really. It's quite tough. But if you ever wanted to do a creative job, like working in film or radio or TV or music or fashion, then that's what the Radio 1 Academy is here for, really, to kind of kickstart your journey. There's loads of opportunities, loads of practical advice. We did a talk yesterday, didn't we?
Mm.
To talk about creativity in radio and kind of hands-on experience as well. There's loads of different people trying different things all over this building in Exeter. Everything from making great social media. There's a listening workshop with Laura Mvula, who was in the live lounge earlier. Today, Clara did her show from here live. We're here, and Greg will also be coming live from the Academy in Exeter later. If you're in the area, come by the Phoenix to see Greg later on, grill Clara, and also Radio 1's boss, Ben Cooper, about making great radio.
What a great opportunity for Greg.
Go and grill him. And you can go to the Radio 1 website, click on Academy, and you can get tickets to our free events. There's loads of videos and articles as well right now if you are facing that career decision. You can find out the secrets of the Radio 1 playlist meeting. There's loads of stuff online. You don't have to be here in Devon to get it. Just go to BBC Radio 1 website and click Academy.
And I think from speaking to people here, there's a real feeling that a lot of people don't know what they want to do.
Yeah,
and
it's quite standard. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So just maybe take 5-10 minutes to get onto the website, and you never know. There might just be something on there that rings a bell and you want to maybe pursue some kind of job.
Yeah, there's loads of opportunity on there, and you might find something that you really feel passionate about and you really want to do. OK, we're going to play this OK, Are You OK, Hun song from the 1975 now. Is Matt OK?
It is a bit You OK, Hun, but...
And then someone here at the Academy is going to pick our bangers for today.
Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's time to get our bangers on. I pick a song, Chris picks a song. We don't know what each other have chosen. They're both big songs, but you get to decide which one gets on Radio 1. Someone who's been having a little mooch around the Academy all day is Sadie. Heyo.
Hiya.
You alright?
Hey. Good, thank you.
So are you from Exeter?
Yes.
Nearby?
Yeah.
Okay. And how are you finding this experience?
Yeah, it's great. I've been sort of volunteering today at the career stand, but I've sort of been having a mooch around. I've been into Laura Mavula's live lounge, which was amazing. She sang my favourite song. And yeah, it's been really good.
What are you kind of, is there anything you're learning from like just having a look around about maybe future careers?
Yeah, so being at the career stand, I've learned a lot about how to get into the industry. I've actually also... applied to do some work experience at the Big Weekend.
Oh, awesome, yes. Yeah. I saw all those posters. There's posters up all around. Did you respond to one of those?
Yeah. So we had to make it in by the deadline, which was 2 o'clock. So
do you know what career you want to do or what you're interested in?
I think sort of production management.
In what area?
In TV.
Okay, cool.
So this is Matt. So you've been really busy here at the Academy, and now you find yourself on Radio 1 with what is such an important decision to make.
Yes, I know.
Stress.
I listen to it all the time.
Who do you normally go with?
Normally Chris.
Oh, everyone says that.
Nice.
What's wrong with my songs? I need to up my game on this. Do you listen to podcasts or listen live?
Live.
Okay, cool.
I tune in at work.
Chris, what have you got?
So, I'm 2-1 up, and Sadie, this is my banger for you. It's the Vaccines, If You Wanna. Do you like this one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Big fan.
It's a good one, Scott.
It is good. But what about if I was to tempt you with... Yes to the theme from The Hills. I used to love that show.
Do you know what? This song is well old, but I think we've got a situation here, Sadie, because I really want to hear this song myself.
Yeah. Oh, that's never happened.
So for All I Want the Vaccines On, I'm kind of happy to lose this.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it, this one?
That's really weird. That's never happened.
But okay. If you want the vaccines, you can have it.
I think I'm going to go with Scott.
Yeah. Right, everyone needs to turn this up. This is going to sound amazing. Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten, certified banger. It's an old tune, but I think you'll agree, this is a sing-along classic. I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined. Feel the rain on your skin, no one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips, treat yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins, the rest is still unwritten. The rest is still unwritten. Yes to my track today. Yes, 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 yes.
So good. It does remind me of that dude in the car, though. You know, the one that reaching for something in that. It's so good.
Matt says, what an absolute banger. You're best. Aaron says, I love how Chris just gave up without a fight. He knew this was an unbeatable banger.
I wanted to hear it as well. Do you know what? My mate Emma's just tweeted, pretending I'm actually in The Hills as opposed to work. Thanks, Radio Wild. Am I the only one who hasn't seen The Hills?
Yes. Well, no.
And that song's from The Hills?
Yeah, it's the theme tune. It's on every episode. You can, there's quite a few seasons, but you can catch up. I mean, it's like nearly 10 years old.
I don't know if it's for me.
It is for you. No, it is for you. Galena says, pretending I'm LC, walking through town, listening to bangers. You don't even know what that means, is it? LC, Lauren Conrad.
Well, who's that? Obviously,
in The Hills.
Oh, okay. But there we go.
Heidi Montag.
Yeah.
Audrina Partridge.
I'm
off of Heidi and Audrina, eat your heart out.
Yeah, the problem is here, we're trying to have a conversation about something I know nothing about.
It's in a Tiny Temper song.
What? Tiny? Oh, okay, right.
Get me? That's who he's talking about.
Fine. I feel uncomfortable with
it. It's just a lot of people having a great time in Los Angeles. It's always sunny, there's loads of dramas. It's a bit like, it's kind of a bit like Made in Chelsea, actually. It's kind of where they got that idea from, I think.
Okay.
So I think it's up your street. You watch a bit of Chelsea sometimes?
Maybe.
The Scott Mills Daily. I tell you what, there's such a buzz around this city at the moment for Big Weekend, right? Mm. Like, you can just feel it in the air. Everyone is so excited that we're bringing huge stars to Devon in just, like, a week and a half.
Yeah. Oh, it really isn't far away now, is it?
No. And I think we've reached that point of excitement where people think they've seen pop stars and famous people all around town. And this, we say this every year at Big Weekend, but it happened in Norwich, it happened in Glasgow. You do see tweets from people saying, OMG, I just legit saw Taylor Swift in the window at Five Bells Inn eating curly fries. It's like, well, you didn't, but that's the kind of excitement where people are expecting to see famouses.
Yeah, when you're walking around town, you find yourself being really suspicious of anyone wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah, because there will be a lot of famous people in this city very soon.
Of course.
And people are kind of on the lookout. So we do have some people here at the Academy today. Hi, guys! And they're going to help us out with a little experiment. These are people that have come to the Academy today just to take part and have a look at the workshops and the Q&As that are going on and just to hang out. So with some of these people, we're going to conduct an experiment and take advantage of this really excited feeling that Exeter has right now. So, Chris, what's the plan?
Okay, so what we're going to do, me and all you guys in the room right now, we're going to go outside and what we're going to do is we're going to form a queue. But it's going to be a queue leading to absolutely nowhere.
I think we need to pick something really kind of uninteresting that you could queue for. So, like, maybe find a bin or something.
Yes, that's good.
And just kind of with these guys, just get them to form an orderly queue in front of the bin.
Yeah.
So they're actually not queuing for anything.
But you know what will happen is everyone will see us queuing and they'll want to join that queue.
Hope so, anyway.
That's my theory here.
So you guys in the academy are part of this stunt, all right? So we'll get you all to form an orderly queue. We'll send you outside in a minute. And let's see if anyone else from Exeter gets really excited and joins the queue, which is for nothing. Everyone is so hyped for Big Weekend. Exeter is gagging for Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Scott, they're absolutely gagging for it.
They are thirsty. Let's find out how thirsty they are after this.
Scott Mills 1.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, it's Scott Mills at Radio 1's Academy in Exeter. Let's go just outside of the building that I'm in and speak to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott, you're right.
So tell me exactly where you are.
This is so good. So we have formed a queue. It's just outside the academy, actually, in a road kind of close to the academy. And everyone's lined up in this massive long queue next to a bin. I mean, it's a really rubbish bin as well. It's just a bag full of rubbish.
Yeah, it's just a bit of rubbish there. So you have got some people who are volunteers from the academy to help us with this stunt. How many people do you reckon you've got queuing up?
I reckon we've got about 25.
Oh, really?
Maybe 30. The queue is long.
Okay, so what can you see right now?
Okay, so right now, obviously, I'm right at the front of the queue. I can see the rubbish, which everyone is queuing for at the moment. But the guys are doing such a good job of looking excited in the queue as well. It's the kind of queue you'd expect to see maybe outside. Maybe like when you've got a pop star who's signing their latest album. It's that kind of queue.
Okay.
It's the kind of thing if Zoella was doing a book signing. Right. It sort of looks like that right now.
Everyone is so excited. People are absolutely gagging for Radio 1's Big Weekend in Exeter. But we're about to find out how much they're gagging. You've got a queue of people there who are all in on this. But will new people join this queue when they have absolutely no idea what it's for? And it's for nothing.
Do you know what's really good, Scott, is because the queue is so long and it's quite a busy road, some people are walking past, but they just look like queue jumpers. So I'm sort of I'm tempted to start booing them.
Or just go, there is a line.
excuse me, yeah, we should do that. I might try that.
Do we have any interest in the queue at the moment? Any new members of the queue?
Yeah, from what I can see at the front of the queue, Scott, people are sort of hanging out of shop windows at the moment. And
just waiting to see. They're like, what's going on? Is it a famous person?
They must be thinking, oh my God, you know, this queue has formed so quickly.
Yeah, what are they queuing for?
Also, the British love a queue, as it would seem. I can see right now, Scott, that one other person has just joined the back of the queue. So we're now on. I think we're fully on with this.
Chris, can we speak to one of the people in the queue who is in on this joke? Like one of your stunt women or men, if you like.
I got to say, you're doing a brilliant job in the pretend queue here.
Thank you.
Do you think you'd join this queue if you saw it yourself and you didn't know what was going on?
Yeah, totally.
I'm sort of in the middle of the queue at the moment, Scott. I obviously don't want to go too near the back because I can tell you people are starting to join it.
Right.
So I don't want to give the game away.
Are they actually?
Yeah, it's really good. Shall I go find out what they think they're queuing for?
Yeah, I think you should.
There's literally rubbish at the front.
I like people would actually join this queue if they weren't in on the joke themselves.
How are you all finding the queue? How's it going at the back here?
We're waiting and we don't know what we're waiting for, but that's what the British public do.
Yeah, it's good. How are you finding the queue right now?
We're waiting, but we don't know what we're waiting for, so it's pretty apprehensive.
And it's not too long to the front. I know it's quite a long queue, but you will get there eventually.
Ask them, has anyone else in the queue said what the queue's for?
I'm going to go right to the back of the queue here. So you've just joined the queue.
Yeah.
Has anyone told you what you're actually queuing for?
We have no idea.
No.
None more than I literally, I'm a manager in the restaurant next door. It looked interesting, so I thought we'd join the queue.
Yeah.
don't give the game away, Chris.
Sorry.
Don't give the game away.
It's a long queue, though.
Mm. That's all right.
Just tell them, I hope you find what you're looking for.
Psychology. Well, keep going, and you know what? I'm sure people will be out with coffees and things like that to help you on your way.
Yeah. Most likely, yeah.
Excitement at the back of the queue here, Scott. If only they knew what was at the front.
Yeah, I know. Just some rubbish. How many people would you say have joined the queue now?
I'd say
new people.
Probably about 4, 5, 6, maybe.
Oh wow! This is just perfect.
There are people that keep walking to the front of the queue, though.
What? Just to see what's there?
Yeah, like queue jumpers. You know, but you're always going to get them, aren't you?
This is going extremely well, Chris. I'm really proud of our experiment. It's a queue of people who are queuing for absolutely nothing. Obviously, you've got your 25 people who are your helpers at the front, who are in on the joke, but you've got about six new people behind. No idea what they're queuing for.
Mm.
Okay, let's see if anyone else joins the queue, and I'll play a song, all right?
Okay, mate.
Don't give the game away, Chris.
No, I won't. Of course not. Everyone's doing a brilliant job here, Scott. You'd be proud. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here on Radio 1. The whole of Exeter is gagging for Radio 1's big weekend right now. They cannot wait. Such excitement in the air. Now, Chris is outside the Radio 1 Academy here in Exeter at the moment with a queue of people who are all in on the joke. They're in a queue which they formed, but it's all arranged by us, and they all know it's a queue for absolutely nothing. At the front of the queue, it's just a rubbish bin. But people are joining the queue, right, Chris?
Yeah, you're right, Scott. Actually, I'm sort of near the front of the queue again, so I can talk to you properly. It's really, really funny. People are sort of going to the back of the queue. Some of them are sort of sniffing around a little bit to try and get information. But all the guys here from the academy are doing such a good job, just going, like, keeping it vague.
Yeah, they're good actors, right?
Really good actors. I'm quite amazed by the talent here.
And everyone's just kind of facing forward towards the bin.
Yeah, everyone's facing forward. It's like this bin is the most exciting thing ever.
Maybe going speak to a few newbies at the back who don't know what's going on.
Right, I'm going to go to the back of the queue, so obviously I'm going to be a bit vague. How are you guys doing with the queue? All good?
Yeah.
I'm sort of near the back of the queue, Scott. Would you like me to speak to a couple of people here?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, how are you finding the queue?
Yeah, really nice.
And how long you been here?
Not too long, but we're still waiting.
And are you excited to get to the front?
Yeah. I don't know what for, but I'm very excited.
Oh, you don't know what you're queuing for?
I don't know what we're waiting for.
Why have you joined then?
Why have you joined?
Because my lovely friend here. Hello.
Oh, and you've only just joined the queue yourself, so actually you've contacted your mates to come join the queue.
Yeah, well, she's come out of her shop that she works in.
Just there, and we saw the queue and we were like, oh, what's going on?
Promotion.
So what is going on?
Well, we're thinking maybe there might be someone famous coming. I'm not sure. Mm. We've been speculating maybe giving out free tickets,
right.
Free gifts.
Tickets for what?
I have no idea.
Are there any rumours of what famous people it might be?
No, I don't know.
Who would you like it to be?
The lady next to me said maybe Chris Martin might appear.
No.
No, but you've heard it might be Chris Martin at the front.
Hmm.
Okay, fine. Well, keep on going, guys. You're doing a great job. There's good energy at the back of the queue here.
Yeah, it seems that's... They're queuing for a bin.
I'm going to walk towards the front again, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
This is completely ridiculous.
So good.
Mate, it's literally a bag of rubbish at the front.
I know.
It's the polar opposite of Chris Martin. That's the irony.
We're waiting for Chris Martin?
Oh, the thing is, you've left it with me now. I'm going to have to break the news, aren't I?
Yeah, the trouble is, I don't quite know how we're going to get out of this now.
Do you know what? I might just organise a conga with the front 25 and we just leave the situation.
Yeah, because then at least, like, something's happened. Because they're queuing for nothing.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Chris, we haven't really thought this through, have we?
No.
Like, we've enjoyed the experiment, but we don't know how to break it to people that it's not a real thing.
Mm.
So, as you know, I hate confrontation, so I'm going to leave this with you to mop this one up, if that's all right. I won't be listening in because I will cringe so much. So I'm just going to play a song,
okay.
And you just do whatever you need to do.
Fine. I'm assuming...
Are people still joining the queue?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you want the guys back in the academy. I assume we don't want to lose these 30 people. It'd be nice for them to come back in, right?
As I said, I'll let you deal with that. All right.
Brilliant.
Sorry for not realising that we didn't have an end to this.
Right.
Okay, then, bye.
Okay.
Good luck. Come back when you can.
Right, I'm going to go to the back of the queue and explain this.
Oh, no, okay, I'm playing a song now, I can't hear this. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Greg James.
Hello there.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. Thank you. No, it's nice to be here. Just finished a little, called it a Greg talk, like TED Talks.
Oh, good, yes.
It was good.
Doesn't rhyme.
Well... No, neither does Ted talk. I see what you mean. Greg with Ted.
Well,
it rhymes more than Chris.
I'll tell you what rhymes with Ted. Head. And I've got a little treat for you here, Greg.
Are you all right?
I think he's a bit tired.
Hope tired.
It's been a busy couple of days. But do you know what you can do here at the Academy?
Would you like to eat me?
Scott got this done. He had his head scanned and turned into a chocolate head.
Oh my God.
We actually thought it'd be life size.
I thought it was going to be like actual head size, but it's just small there, and that is actually me there, and that's my face.
Doesn't it look the same?
Just the size of a Ferrero Rocher. Other chocolates available.
Don't be rude, because the company that made it are behind you. But
I'm not being rude. It's good. Can I eat it?
Eat it.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do.
Can I?
Yeah,
I will accept head.
Yes, you're accepting head. Go
in
for
the words of Dale Winton. Yeah.
Go on then.
How does he taste? Really good, isn't it? How do I taste?
Yeah. Hollow.
It's hollow. Like
hollow.
I said, I mean, it's very small. Was expecting it to be bigger, but never mind.
It was lovely.
Okay, so here's Real or No Real for today from Radio 1's Academy in Exeter.
As he was being filmed from the waist up, BBC Radio 1's Scott Mills presented Eurovision in his underpants.
Wow.
You wouldn't put it past me, would you?
No. But like newsreaders.
I can confirm that right now. I mean, obviously, I can see what's next to me. You're in shorts right now, Scott.
Yeah, it's quite hot in here.
Not just your pants.
I think you'll find this is British summertime, Chris.
I can't see because you're sat behind a big desk with a black sheet over it, so I don't know what's under there.
You're definitely wearing shorts.
You could be flying low under there, for all I know. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on Radio 1 in just your pants?
Yep, many times. Too many, really.
Yeah. Of course you have.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah, you have.
I find it quite liberating.
You've been naked on
Yeah, I've been naked. I was in the showers. We were recording something in the showers. Mm. And it was mad being on Radio 1, like literally with nothing on.
Mm. It is, as you say, very liberating. Mm. And something that I would... Well, I wouldn't do it today because there's children around here. But
that must have looked really strange because the waist up, you were wearing a suit.
I was, yeah.
At Eurovision, a very smart suit.
I was wearing the top of a tux, actually.
Right, so if you're doing tux up...
Had you forgotten your trousers?
Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't put that past you, see.
Real or no real, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what's happened here. You've got to Sweden, because I know you were going from Blackpool to Sweden, back to London, so you were doing a lot of travelling, a lot of hotel rooms, a lot of rushing around. Mm-hmm. You're the sort of person who forgets a charger in every hotel room.
Yes, I am.
So I wouldn't put it past you to forget your trousers. I'm going to say this is real.
I'm going to go real on this one.
This really shows what you both think of me, by the way.
That one is no real.
Oh. Not real, but not in my pants. It was really hot in the Globen Arena in Stockholm. And so because they weren't filming me from the waist down, you could just see my top. So I did do Eurovision in my shorts like today.
So tuxedo above.
Yeah,
and just shorts
tuxedo
below.
Top and just these shorts, actually, that I've got on today below.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a good look. And I rocked it. And next.
The licky brush allows you to lick your cat without getting fur on your tongue.
About time.
Hang on.
Why do you want to lick your cat?
But the licky brush will allow that. So the licky brush stops fur getting on the tongue. So I assume this is something that slips onto the tongue. And acts as a sort of
a
shoe for your tongue.
Yeah, okay, but you're both acting completely normal that it's fine to lick your cat.
No, but what?
No one's addressing this.
No, but it allows you to lick your cat if that's what you want to do.
Who does that?
I'm not sure we should be doing that. I mean, what do you mean, like a little kiss on the face, or?
I think it's a mutual. I don't have a cat, so I don't know how it works. But I think as cats are allowed to lick you, and generally that's fine.
Yeah.
It's basically saying, if you want to give back, now you can.
Now you can.
And the licky brush there.
But the thing is but cats, I don't think, they don't necessarily respond very well to that. Like a dog, it really loves being loved. A cat, you have to work a bit harder.
Right.
So I think, you know, if you're gonna lick anything, you're gonna be licking a dog.
Mm.
So does it work the same?
No, but I guess it works the same. I think what it's doing is solving the problem of fur on your tongue.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe everyone is thinking it's just fine to lick your pet.
Well, no, I don't think it is.
Where do you stand on, like, kissing a dog?
No.
I find that a bit weird as well.
I see people do it, and they do it, like, on the lips.
Yeah,
horrible.
Kissing a dog on the lips.
No.
And it just... I mean, there'll be a lot of people listening to this going, no, it's normal, it's lovely.
Every time we mention this about kissing dogs or cats, loads of people are going, whoa, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's all right.
Okay. Real or no real, the licky brush, you can lick your cat without getting fur on your tongue.
Well, it does solve a problem, doesn't it, of fur on the tongue? So I'm gonna say someone's thought of this. I'm going to go real.
Finally, real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Disgustingly, that is real. The licky brush is a fake tongue that allows you to lick your cat without getting fur on the tongue. So if you fancy doing more than just stroking your cat, now you can, and for free. So weird. And finally,
a wristband has been invented which will give you an electric shock if you overspend.
This would blow your mind, Scott, bearing in mind that you can't even do contactless properly without freaking out.
I did actually. Do you remember we got a coffee earlier and I still went, yes, when the contactless went through?
He gets well excited.
Have you got it on your phone yet?
No.
You need to get it on your phone.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't tell him that, actually, because he always loses his phone. So that's going to cause him no end of problems.
So actually, as technology gets better, it's actually to the detriment of your life.
100%.
Because everything is going in one place, but you need four places for stuff.
Yeah, don't confuse me, Greg.
Imagine your phone opened your house, you can pay your bills, and it was a phone. That would be the worst thing for you.
Absolutely
so
awful.
We were in a shop earlier, and Scott paid using his contactless, and then you did the yes thing really loud in that shop, and she knew who you were.
She knows.
She definitely knows. And I just thought it was a really strange moment that that's kind of exciting. And everyone knows that you find it so exciting.
I genuinely get a rush of excitement. I really do.
That's also, how funny was the taxi driver earlier? Did you hear the yes he did?
Yeah, as we got out of the car, he went, yes. So this is a wristband that's been invented which will give you an electric shock if you overspend. Can this be true?
I think it's probably quite a good idea. But it's, you know, you've got to be disciplined with this, haven't you? It's like you obviously, you know that you've got a problem and you go, well, I'm gonna electrocute myself every single time. Would that stop you? Some people quite like a bit of pain like that.
Yeah.
Some sickos would quite like it.
It's just a little zap as well. It's like, oh, just reminds you.
Okay. A little buzz.
I'm going to go real on this one.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Absolutely real. The Pavlok wristband is linked up to your bank account, and if you spend too much money, it will give you a 255-volt shock.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That seems a lot. Thankfully, it can be deactivated, especially if you are always in your overdraft. Imagine if you're constantly overdrawn, just like constantly getting shocked.
Oh, Dave looks surprised. That's because he's broke.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's actually a draw. I got 20. Greg, you got 20.
Yes.
Okay, so Greg is here, continuing from the Radio 1 Academy in Exeter in 10 minutes. What's happening?
Lots of fun. We're gonna do a load of games with the audience. We've got an audience here. It's nice,
man.
Isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that, and we'll have film reviews with Ali Plum after 6 o'clock, and a big announcement about a guest on the show next week. Mega.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. We're back in the morning in for Grimmy from 6:30 on Radio 1. I'm still on a train.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 Freedom.